About 12 minutes gone past the hour of 4. I am Kalada Korubatsbo. This is Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigerian Info. And it is time for you and I to push the conversation forward or a notch higher. And like I stated when I started the show the last hour, I mentioned that on Hard Facts today, we will be focusing on the different developments as to the political drama in River State. And one of such developments has got to do with the 27 defectors yesterday at an event, you know, insisting that they followed the dictates of the Constitution in their defection process. Also, you know, the APC in River State, you know, made certain statements as to, you know, why they accepted and how they are glad that the defectors have come into the party, saying also that they followed the laid down principles as seen in the Constitution. Now, there's also the court order seen online where it is said that the 27 members of the River State House of Assembly who defected to the APC from the PDP have seemingly obtained an injunction from the Federal High Court Abuja against declaring their seats vacant. My. Now, according to the online report, Justice D.U. Okorowo was the one who delivered the judgment, or it is even reported that the judgment had even come out before the judgment, I mean, the document of the judgment, the certified copy of the order had come out even before the judgment was made. So this is really getting interesting, really, really interesting. But let's start with this report. The APC Caretaker Committee Chairman in River State, Tony Okocha, says the 27 APC lawmakers will continue to carry out their legislative duties despite the destruction of the assembly complex by the River State government. Mr. Okocha, who is also the River State representative on the management board of NDDC, said this at a Thanksgiving event held by the party in Port Harcourt. He criticized the governor for embarking on the demolition of the assembly complex without setting up a committee to probe the fire incident. Now, because of want of time, I will not be able to play the sound bite to that news report. But this one says, on his part, lawmaker Martin Amewule maintained that their defection is in line with Section 109 of the 1999 Constitution following the crisis in the PDP. What crisis? That is the question we'll try to answer on the show. But, you know, before I introduce the guest, let's go to the soundbite and listen to what Martins had to say.
We made sure that we did not do anything outside the provisions of the 1999 Constitution. There is clearly a division of the PDP. So in line, that session affected to the All Progressive Congress. It's important I begin by making this remark, because I've read social media and great media, those who present the lead analysis, saying that we did not meet constitutional requirements.
All right, so, you know, they're tackling the analysis that we've been making over the past few weeks, and that's why I brought on the show the professor of Law University or River State University, and I'm talking about Barrister Richard Wokucha. Good afternoon to you, Prof.
Hello, good afternoon, Carlos, and good afternoon, Nigeria.
Welcome. So you've heard the narrative over the weekend as well. Opposition political parties in Nigeria allege that there is a plot to nullify the suspension of the 27 former River State House of Assembly members by the factional speaker, Edison Eye, through the courts this week. Now, National Secretary of the Coalition of United Political Parties, Carl Peter Ame, in a live broadcast said the plot is to secure a court judgment through which the lawmakers who had earlier decamped to the APC can return to impeach Governor Simon Alai Fubara. So, all of these stories form the basis of our conversation. But for the sake of clarity, Prof, when people defect, especially lawmakers, do they lose their seats? Because now there is the issue of Umahi as governor, who left the PDP to the APC, and some are saying he did not vacate his seat. So can you clarify, what does the constitution say on defection? Can you be clear on that one, please?
Well, first, the constitution is clear on the issue of defection. There is no provision in the constitution concerning executive members of the executive defecting from one party to the other. So a president, a vice president, a governor, a deputy governor can defect without consequence. You cannot forget in a hurry the struggle between Vice President Atiku and his president. While he was Vice President of Obasanjo, and he moved to ACN and tried to contest under that party for presidency. So the situation is clear. There is nothing that prevents members of the executive from changing party.
Okay.
There is no position on that. Understandably, they are representing the entire constituency. I'm sure you also know that the governor is the governor of the whole state, as against a legislator who sits representing a particular constituency on the platform of a party. So that may be a philosophical basis for that reason in not being extended to the executive. But with respect to the legislature, the constitution is again clear on that. And it clearly states that whenever a member, in fact, in the provision providing for cessation of office or cessation of tenure of a member of the legislature, it provides a number of about six or seven grounds, instance grounds, on which, to use the language of the constitution, a member of a House of Assembly shall vacate his seat in the House. Among them is, I'm looking specifically at section 109, which deals with the House of Assembly of States, which is what we're talking about here. One of them is if he becomes a member of another legislative house. So if you are in the House of Assembly and somehow you become elected by election or something into the National Assembly, then automatically you vacate the earlier house. Any other circumstances, if any other circumstances arise that if you are not a member of that house, would cause him to be disqualified. When that happens, he vacates the seat. The same thing happens if he ceases to be a citizen of Nigeria.
Okay.
So if while you are serving, you take oath of allegiance from that country and set aside a Nigerian ship and move to become citizens of another country, you lose your seat. If you become president, vice president, governor, deputy governor, or a minister of the federal government, or a commissioner of the government of the state, he vacates his seat. So just a different round. There is five. If he becomes a member of a commission or other body established under the constitution, for instance, if somehow you are a member of Federal Character Commission, INEC, or any of the other commissions, you lose your seat. Then, without just cause, he is absent from meeting of the House of Assembly for a period amounting in the aggregate to more than one-third of the total number of days during which the House meets in any 1 year. And then the final one, which is the one we are on. This being a person whose election to the House of Assembly was sponsored by a political party, he becomes a member of another political party before the expiration of the period on which that house was elected.
All right.
The exception comes in a proviso that follows that provision 1G and says, provided that his membership of the later political party is not as a result of a division in the political party of which he was previously a member, or of a merger of two or more political parties or factions by one of which he was previously sponsored. So, in a nutshell, a member vacates his seat if being a person elected on the ticket of a party, he becomes a member of another party. It's automatic. And except, of course, where there is division in his party, and where there is a merger between his party and another party, in which case now representing his constituency on the party of which his original party is part of. Except in those circumstances, the section just applies as it says. In that case, he still wants to become a member of another party.
All right. So in this case, division has been cited as the reason why they have defected. Did the Constitution explicitly or explicitly mention what division is, or is there any way we can know what division is?
The Constitution did not by itself define division, but the Constitution, as you know, tells us, if we want an interpretation of the Constitution, the judiciary has the final say on what the Constitution means. So you simply go back to the judiciary to see if there have been cases of that nature. And there has been a number of cases on which the courts have had to pronounce. One which clearly comes to mind, there was one last year, but one which clearly comes to mind.
Sorry.
Is the 2015 Supreme Court decision in Ifedare Abenuga, Abeduga versus INEC and others. Now, in that case, a member of the Labour Party in Ondo State, representing the North South constituency, federal constituency, defected from Labour Party to ACN and the party called for secession. In fact, the state was declared vacant, and he went to court to ask the court to rule that he was entitled to continue on his seat as a member of that party. And the court said no. So in that case, the court took time to explain what he was understand to be division in a party.
Okay.
Interesting enough, the court says the division in a state branch of a party is not a division in the party. The court said we should look at Corporate Affairs Commission and look at sections 21 to section 221 to 229, which deals with political parties, management of the political parties.
Okay. Prof, we have a commercial, a quick one. So when I come back, I'd like to get some of these lessons from you.
All right,
so
all
just
right.
Stay on the line, please.
All right.
Welcome back to Hard Facts.
All right, 28 minutes to the top of the hour. I have been talking with Barrister Richard Wokucha, Professor of Law, River State University. Before, of course, we went for a very long commercial break, and we have been talking about, you know, the 27 lawmakers who have defected, insisting that they followed the Constitution, the laid down principles in the Constitution in their defection process. However, there have been the analysis and there have been the conversation around the legal or the legality of them still being lawmakers. As a matter of fact, the remaining four, led by Edison here, have written, or should I say legally notified INEC, saying that they are vacant seats in the assembly. All right, so welcome back, Prof. It's good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. I was explaining the position of the Supreme Court in the case of Ifedare Abenuga.
Yes, you were.
Of the Court of Assembly and others. I said the court said to consider a party to be divided in a manner to justify dissection under Section 68(1)(g) or Section 109. 68 applies to National Assembly. 109(1)(g) applies to National Assembly. So it says the kind of division that will qualify for that is that the party is factionalized, is split at the national leadership level. It says if the party continues to meet the requirement of party registration under Section 221 and 222 of the Constitution, has its organs and everything functioning normally, you can't say it is divided. So, in effect, what the Supreme Court says amounts to division for purposes of justifying the section and remaining on the seat is when the party is divided at the national level, not even state level.
Mm.
So it means if there is there are skirmishes at the state level and split in the leadership at the state level, that is not the ground.
So let me paint a picture now, Prof, because I think, you know, the division they cited as the reason for their defection has something to do with the national secretary of the PDP, whether he was removed or something like that. So if one person has a problem with the party and maybe the person is in court, for instance, or the person is fighting the party, can that be termed division based on the Supreme Court ruling?
Certainly no, because what the Supreme Court was saying in this case, if the party meets the requirements of the Constitution, what makes a party and can meet and carry out its contest activities, it's a party.
Okay. So also...
It's not divided.
Okay.
So you have to have something that leads to... You know, there was a time in the past you had a new PDP.
Yeah.
Had a completely different nationalist school.
Mm.
And all that. So you have to have a split in the nationalist school. You have factions of the nationalist school, or factions of the board of trustees of the party and all that. The party has to be factionalized and fractured at those levels of the national leadership, such that it cannot function normally as under the constitutional provisions, especially 221 and 222.
Okay.
So it's only in those circumstances, according to the Supreme Court, that the party will be considered to be in crisis.
So,
anything short of that is an attempt to defeat the purpose of the insertion of that provision into the constitution, which is to battle the irresponsibility and the irresponsible cross-carpeting of members. That's what the Supreme Court said in that case. So, you do not have any other decision in which the Supreme Court has very bad situation. Any other thing you have is an opinion. But the law is clear. It is as stated by the Supreme Court, as interpreted by the Supreme Court.
So, Prof, I was going to, you know, quickly ask you. So, you're saying the problems, or I don't like to call it a problem, the drama that we have seen in Rivers State, the political drama, can also not be defined as division, because in a report I've seen on the Vanguard, the lawmaker, Martin Amirule, was saying that, you know, the issues of impeachment, the issues of the fire at the complex of the House of Assembly before it was brought down, you know, those are issues that can be considered in their defection. Do you agree with that?
In his thoughts, he can consider them, but certainly not in law. In law, even if the government house is on fire, that is River State government house on fire, not PDP house. So even if you burn the PDP secretariat, that still will not be enough, because the Supreme Court says there has to be division in the leadership structures, national leadership structures of the body, such that it no longer meets the requirement of Corporate Affairs Commission and the Section 221 and 222 of the Constitution. So certainly, something happening in governance has nothing to do with political party affairs. No. Impeachment and re-impeachment is act of legislature of privacy in a quarrel or whatever between them and the governor of privacy. It has nothing to do with any political party.
All right. So, you know, quoting from the Vanguard, he said, so in making our decisions to leave PDP, the PDP never said anything when the House of Assembly was burnt down. No official statement from the PDP. They did not condemn it when the state legislature was burnt down. The party never condemned, which shows that they were not interested in what we are doing in the House of Assembly. we have taken a decision to be in APC. And yet again, that's not enough legal reasons, I'm guessing.
It has nothing to do with any party, not PDP, not APC, not any party.
All right.
That is quarrel in government, governance of rivers state.
I know you don't like to be a part of the politics. You like to stay neutral, but I forgive me. I'd like to put you on the spot.
Even though we're all affected by politics.
Yeah, but I'd like to put you on the spot now, Prof. Do you see any way out for the 27 defectors? Do you see them, maneuvering their way out of this? Is there a lacuna in the Constitution? Or will this all be a political resolution? And if you say political resolution as an escape route for them, will it be legal?
There is no lacuna in the Constitution on this matter. One.
Okay.
Secondly, what the Constitution requires where this situation occurs has already taken place. The Constitution did not say go to court and get a court to make a pronouncement that their position is vacant.
Mm.
It does not say write to INEC to declare their position vacant.
Mm.
It says the House will convene, that is the rest of the House, will convene, and the fact of the defection will be tabled before the Speaker or presiding officer. And it says the Speaker. Either the Speaker will raise it or any member will raise it, and the House will take cognizance of that fact and any other evidence available confirming that defection took place and that the Speaker should declare those positions vacant. So it's a House process, not a process required to be done by any other person.
All right.
Then if you go to the section dealing with quorum of the House, when the House has to meet, it says the House should be presided over on the issue of who presides. The House should be presided over by the Speaker, and the absence of the Speaker by the Deputy Speaker. And it says where the Speaker and Deputy Speaker are not present, that any member elected by the members sitting should preside at the House.
There's an issue here. Sorry to have caught you short. Now, you've just mentioned very key issues. There's the issue of whether the four or five are enough to form a quorum. And there's the issue of, they were suspended even before all of this defection issues started to transpire. So what would you say about that?
The issue of suspension becomes completely irrelevant and overtaken by events.
Okay.
When there is a vacation, there is a voluntary resignation.
Okay.
Vacating the seat by defection has the effect of a voluntary resignation.
Mm.
The person is no longer a member of the House.
Mm.
The institutions did not say the person should be invited and ask questions for him to explain. No. It says once the House gets the fact and gets the evidence of the fact that he has defected, that seat is declared vacant.
Okay.
So it's automatic, it's executory, it's self-executory. The moment it takes place is for the rest of the House to sit and take a decision. It means that the whopping 27 members resigned, in effect, legally speaking. Voluntarily resigned and we're no longer members of the House.
Mm.
What is left is what we see.
All right.
We take that action.
All right.
That will now enable the constitutional order to cause INEC to organize elections to retrieve those seats. The constitution will not come to an end because people voluntarily resigned. Those who are there will take necessary action and initiate the process for INEC to now organize an election.
But can the four of them make laws? Can they pass a bill? Can they look at the budget? Can they, perform on behalf of the entire House?
When the House has full membership, they cannot. But if that is all the House has, there will be enough for the House to sit.
All right.
And deal with issue at hand.
Interesting.
Because they won't say the assembly has come to an end. And again, nothing can even happen. INEC cannot act unless the rest of the members notify INEC.
All right.
So it is the House, what is left in the House, that will take necessary steps to enforce the Constitution and enable us to reconstitute the House or bring back constituent representatives to the constituency affected.
Okay. Is it possible that these 27 lawmakers can come back and say, we're not defecting again, or is it possible to have a political resolution to this issue? Would it be illegal for that to be a political resolution where, you know, both sides of the divide decide to shake hands after forgiving each other and forgetting their differences?
I'm afraid no.
Okay.
And the reason is this: the Constitution did not state conditions. It says when this happens, this has happened.
Mm.
If that has happened, the next logical thing and the next legal thing that can happen is the conduct of election to bring members back to represent the constituency.
Mm.
The only way for them to come back to the House is that they win election under the new platform and return to the House as representing the constituencies under the political party that will sponsor them to that election.
All right.
That would have been possible if that action was taken before the House was defeated and transmit notification to INEC. But now that all that has happened, they cannot turn back the hands of the law.
All right.
Completely legal solution that has no political solution at the moment.
All right, interesting. Just to mention that there is the interim injunction asking the other divide, or I mean, you had me read it, saying INEC and the other four members should not, you know, declare the seats of the defectors vacant. How long will that interim injunction last for? Or how long can it last for?
An interim injunction can only be given to the back of the House. If it was given before the defection, fine. They were members of the House, so it will have the effect of being active until the court hears the main motion, where it will have opportunity of hearing all the parties involved in that case. If it was given after the defection, that is clearly unconstitutional. No court has the power to say an arm of government should not carry out its constitutional powers. You can't stop the legislature from legislating. You can't stop the executive from executing. That's why you can't stop the police from investigating a matter. Even against a person who has immunity, like a governor or president or their deputy. You can't stop the police from investigating that matter. The only thing is that they can't invite them to come and answer questions. So you can't stop performance of constitutional duties. You can't ask a court not to hear a matter.
So now this court order has come after the defection. So you're saying that the court was in the wrong to have given. I mean, is it not what was asked of the court that the court? Go ahead.
The defense or defection were not before the court.
No, actually, the story says that. Let me read it again so we can be clear. It says online reports say the 27 members of the Rivers State House of Assembly who defected to the APC from the PDP have seemingly obtained an injunction from the Federal High Court Abuja against declaring their seats vacant. Now, the court document dated Monday, 18th December, 2023, but cited by a correspondent that, you know, the report on Sunday, 17th December, is said to have been delivered by Justice D.U. Okorowo. So, what's your take on that one, please?
Is this the document flying around the internet?
Yes, it is.
A judgment intended to be delivered that he was said to have leaked.
Yes, indeed.
Then, if that is the case, that is not yet a judgment. That was presented as something that leaked to the public.
Okay.
It's not a judgment of the court, so we cannot discuss it as a judgment of the court until we discuss this judgment.
All right,
I thought that any court will, in case of defection, give such judgment when the Supreme Court has, in a number of matters, not just in this case alone, made the position clear.
All right. Okay, so let's open the phone lines, Prof, and listen to two or three callers and we'll let you go. Really, I am grateful for your time and how you ceaselessly and effortlessly educate us on the show every time we call you. All right, let's see some messages. But before I go to the message platform, remember you could call into the studio right now. The phone number is 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. This one says, Professor Wokocha, if the 27 members today agree that Speaker Edison Eye is the true Speaker of the Rivers State House of Assembly and agree that their sitting of last week was illegal and in contempt of a court judgment, does it automatically invalidate their defection since it was done publicly in the sitting they held last week? Michael is asking from Okrika, and he's saying, if we can argue that the sitting was illegal, like, you know, there was the stay of execution and all of that. If we can argue that the sitting was illegal, does that nullify their defection?
I think I answered that question already. That once it has taken place, the Constitution says the state has been vacated, so you cannot reconstitute an already vacated position.
I see.
Except the constitutional means of contesting election and coming down after winning an election.
Okay.
So even if you say you acknowledge anybody's speakership and that it does not change the fact that the Constitution says you have vacated the seat.
All right, then. All right, thank you very much.
And I have been called upon to take necessary steps to complete the constitutional provision.
Okay. Okay, let's take some calls now. I've got Chinoye from Elele. Chinoye, welcome. What is on your mind? Quickly, please. Straight to the point.
Okay. Canada, I thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, quickly,
let
please.
Let me also thank the learned professor in this studio. He has made it clear to the death. When it comes to constitutional issues, the Supreme Court has already said that the Constitution is as strong as the walls of Gibraltar. And once you have defected, you should know that this is, in fact, even before you defect, it should have been explained to you, even in your conscience, that you're losing the seat. So it is not when you have lost the seat after like 3-4 days, you now come and start fighting that you are still a lawmaker 3-4 days ago. I think we should begin to caution people to obey the law.
All right.
You only run to court when you feel that you want to obtain something from the court. But when court gives judgment, you will not obey.
All right.
So
all right.
Please, I feel for the lawmakers and. It's very unfortunate that they have lost their seat in that way. Just because one man asked them to defend.
All right, thank you, Chinoye. I've got to go now. Thank you. I've got Mira from Okrika. Mira, please, quickly, straight to the point. Good afternoon to you.
Thank you, Kalada. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Kalada, I listened, though I didn't listen, I didn't stop my turn, but at least I listened to some. And it's certain now that by law, the seats of those lawmakers have taken. So, they did not go through the due process and they don't have any strong reason for jumping ship at this present time. So now, Kalada, for me now, it's now left INEC to do the needful. So now, let's now see whether INEC knows everything. They know that this is right and what the former makers are calling on is right. So now, the only, for me, let me just call the long story short, the only guys on INEC now to do the needful.
All right. Thank you very much, Muriel. Yeah, I've got Emeka from Owerri. Emeka, welcome. Quickly, what is on your mind? Tell me. Straight to the point.
Calendar, I want to ask the barrister, can these people now, these poor men, these poor house of rep, can they pass all the bills? One, secondly, these 7 lawmakers, and even after that, then the 4 lawmakers are getting in the government house, carrying out their duties. If this special other members went somewhere already in the hotel to do anything, we need to be valid.
I think we've answered those questions, and he said that, and to your first question, the four makers can for the now, pending when there is a by-election to fill the other positions. And then to your second question, I think we also answered it, the 27 lawmakers will not be able to.
Sir,
We don't have time, Prof. That's why I was, you know, okay, rushing up. And it's time for me to even say goodbye. So is a committee of friends meeting?
Committee of friends.
My goodness. All right, thank you, Prof, for coming into the studio. It's good having you on the show every time, and I get to learn a thing or two. Thank you once again. All right, do have a wonderful day.